Whilst preparing my previous sermon that was given on the first day of the feast, it struck me that one aspect of the feast still needed to be addressed. I'm sure that we've all considered this subject from time to time, but I do not recall hearing anyone other than Mr. Ian Henderson mentioning this topic from the lectern. Since this time of year, especially the feast, is devoted to the coming millennium, I believe that this subject is absolutely appropriate for the festival season. So today, in the time which is available to me, is my intention to bring to our attention the great honour that has been bestowed upon each and every one of us, because being made more aware of this honour will help us all in giving our thanks to the great God who will deliver into our hands the authority to travel the universe as his spokesman. Obviously, none of us will replace the Word who was called, who prior to his human birth recorded the Word in the Gospel according to John. But with Jesus Christ's new name written on each of us, we will be travelling with the full authority of the God family. And this is truly a great honour. As Mr. Armstrong has said so many times, we are now ambassadors. Ambassadors for the kingdom of God. But tomorrow, we will carry the full authority of the God family. First of all, I'd like to consider the words found in 1 John 3, beginning in verse 1. When I stopped to think about this passage, I was struck by the magnitude of the honour being described here. I was not aware of having considered this thought to any great extent before, but I'm sure that many of you will have done so already. Turning to the first epistle of John, chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2, we read the following. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. According to this passage, we are firstly to be called the sons of God now, but by this time in the millennium, we will have been born into the very family of God, to actually be the sons of God. Secondly, we are going to be just like our elder brother, Jesus Christ, bearing his new name, and we should be like him in a glorified body. The transfiguration was a vision to the disciples, Peter, James, and John, of what we shall be like when the time comes for us to enjoy those glorified bodies. We shall see Jesus Christ as he is, and as the scripture says, we shall be like him. So we too shall have glorified bodies, just like our Saviour and elder brother Jesus Christ has. If this honour was beyond our comprehension, how's about the following honour that is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, and beginning in verse 6. In the verses here that we're going to read, we find yet more honour to be bestowed upon us. We are actually going to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb, not as guests, but as the very bride of Jesus Christ. I find it difficult to actually picture the degree of honour about to be bestowed and laid upon our shoulders of God's elect. We'll read Revelation chapter 19, beginning verse 6, as follows. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as a voice of many waters, as a voice of a mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. He said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. When the Eternal refers to his people as my jewels, this is referring to a very special group of people. That group includes you and me, brethren. Being referred to as my jewels is praise indeed, and to become collectively the bride of Christ, clothed in white linen, signifying righteousness, is really a great honour. And the mind begins to be somewhat overwhelmed. Then, when we consider Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 to 6, we find our job description. Here we are, a relatively insignificant number of people, from the world's population of something to the order of 7.5 billion people. As a percentage, an infinitesimally small fraction to be given the job as teachers in the world tomorrow. Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 4, we read the following. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Here we actually reign with Jesus Christ on this earth as kings and priests of God. We are here given yet greater honour of being rulers under Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. There is a question. Do we really understand what is being offered to us here? This tiny group here, and a slightly larger group in Kentucky, groups in South Africa and others in East and West Africa, the Philippines and scattered brethren in other parts of the globe, a tiny, tiny number in the world's population. We need to consider these points that I've just enumerated. God was not joking when he said that we are his jewels. Jewels are highly prized by their owners. It is not unusual for the owners of jewelry to place great value on those jewels that they own. Often a great deal of time has been invested. And not only that, but people sometimes pay huge sums of money for those items upon which they place real, tangible value. So when God talks about his jewels, as found in Malachi, we should begin to realize the great honor that has been bestowed upon us. Firstly, we are called the sons of God, and we are going to be just like the glorified Jesus, to see him as he is, because we will be like him in a glorified body. Secondly, by this time in the millennium, we will have become part of the actual bride of Jesus Christ, when we are called righteous, clothed in white linen. Then thirdly, we will be living and reigning under Jesus Christ as kings and priests. We are also told that his new name will be written on us, so when we go out into the universe, we will carry the very authority of Jesus Christ to do whatever God the Father and Jesus Christ require us to do. The love that God the Father and Jesus Christ have invested in us and have lavished on us is beyond human comprehension. And on top of all that, the honor bestowed upon us, the Philadelphia era of God's true church, is almost totally beyond the grasp of mere human comprehension. Here we are, brethren, about to be honoured beyond our wildest dreams. our praise and our thanks to our Father in heaven should be given every time we think about this time of year. Because besides picturing a time of great joy for all of mankind, it also reveals a time of unbelievable honour being bestowed upon us, God's people. In closing, I think it's entirely appropriate to turn to Malachi chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17, where we see the full honour being bestowed upon us, this little group from so large a world of population at this time. Called and being chosen now to be honoured by our Father in heaven and by Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, then here in Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we read the following. Then they which feared the Eternal spoke often one to another, and the Eternal hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Eternal, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, says the Eternal of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them, as a man spares his own son that serves him. Here in Malachi, it speaks of those that feared the Eternal. Spoke one to another. And the book of remembrance was written before him that feared the Eternal, and them that thought upon his name. This shows the degree of honour to be bestowed upon this, the Philadelphia era of God's church. The degree of the honour bestowed upon us when the kingdom of God begins its rule over the earth is truly mind-numbing. And then taking a page from the Winston Churchill 1940 songbook, it might have been said, never in the field of human history have so many witnessed such honour and glory being bestowed on so few.